This is New England Public Radio News. Just down the Atlantic City boardwalk from last month's Miss America contest, the next Ms. Senior America will be chosen from among a crowd of women over 60, and some way over 60. Almost every state has a queen in the national competition. New England is well represented. NEPR's Jill Kaufman reports on one contestant from the state of Massachusetts.
We're here.
Welcome to Rob's World of Dresses.
Just a few weeks ago, 72-year-old Marsha Morrison was in West Springfield at a dress fitting, and at first things got a bit turned around.
Yeah, you do. You have it on. You have it on back. You could wear it like that.
It did look great either way, and Morrison and Robert of Robert Keith Couture got down to the business of Morrison's second fitting in a red sequin pageant gown.
The line is just my style, and I really like the ombre, the fact that it's got the red, but it goes into the black. So it's very elegant, which is what this whole pageant is all about.
The national contest started in the 1970s. It's billed as, quote, more than a beauty pageant, though the contestants do spend months preparing the optics and the skill set for the big day in New Jersey. It takes place a few hotels away from that famous beauty pageant, no longer owned by President Donald Trump. Historically, he's had no connection to this contest, and Morrison jokes he has no interest in their varicose veins.
We have to get all dressed up again.
Past winners have survived breast cancer, even war. They are widows, grandmothers, they're retired social workers, business executives, entertainers, and like Morrison, educators. She retired 5 years ago as Dean of Arts and Humanities at Holyoke Community College. Her ability to sashay gracefully down a walkway will be worth a certain number of points in a pageant she says she never thought someone like herself would take part in. This all happened by chance during a workshop for aspiring cabaret singers.
And this woman came up to me, who was in the workshop, and she handed me this card, and it said, Ms. Senior, Massachusetts, 2017. And her name was Patty, and she said, please consider this.
Patty LaCour mentored Morrison for the state competition she won last spring. Even with a career in the arts, Morrison says she's had to learn how to speak in front of people, wear stockings when she didn't think it was necessary, be a certain way. But stiletto heels?
You know, I just had my hip replaced a year and a half ago. This is a senior pageant. I'm going to wear chunky heels.
With glitter. And she has become one of the gang, a gang that calls itself the Cameo Club.
Women who have either been queens in Massachusetts before or who have been in the program, in the pageant. They're very supportive, and they basically were there to guide me every step of the way.
Since winning Ms. Senior Massachusetts, Morrison and Cameo Club members have spent months preparing for Atlantic City. They raised about $1,500 for the entry fee, money for Morrison's travel costs, her pageant wardrobe. And while this year, the nearly 100-year-old Miss America pageant has rebranded itself as a contest that no longer judges women on their outward appearance, the culture of events that objectified beautiful young women in bathing suits may not change. And for Morrison, being judged for how she looks in a dress has been a real challenge.
The whole idea of do I look okay? Because the look is part of it. And then what am I going to say that hasn't been said before? And that truly represents me.
Judges will score the contestants on their elegance, talent. Morrison will sing a jazz standard and a 35-second personal philosophy they read aloud.
Writer Eli Clare states, laugh, cry, and tell stories. Stories connect you with community.
Growing up, Morrison was a military brat, moving all over the country, always having to ask people about themselves. Now she does this when she travels for fun and from behind the counter at a thrift shop where she works. She wrote her philosophy, she says, for many of the women who will be in the Atlantic City audience, older women who may now feel invisible. Not her, she says. She's been a theater diva her whole life.
And I wear clothes that attract attention. That's kind of my way of saying, I ain't invisible, honey.
The competition is steep, Morrison says, but the Cameo Club has invested in her. She is their queen.
But if I don't win, fine. I'll continue with the Cameo Club. I'll continue to do the things and try to find other women out there who will graciously look elegant and showcase Massachusetts. It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings.
For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.
That now and then rings, well, just one of those things. It was just One of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit at the end of it, when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, goodbye, my dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. Oh, it was great fun, but it was just one of those things. Bye-bye.